the other child. That child has never
been raised right.
Uh-huh. But what if the child had been raised right? You'd say he's never, what, his little brother, he's never
whipped him?
We're talking about fighting. He's never.
They never had a fight.
Okay. Would you say they never fouled or fought or?
Fought.
Hmm?
You'd mostly say fought.
How would you say that?
Just say that kids never have fault or never do fight.
Okay. Well, if they did, you'd say yesterday they...
They fought.
And a kind of bird that can see in the dark.
He's an owl.
What different kinds of owls are there?
Oh, my goodness. We got a lot of them here. We got the hoo owl, and we got the horn owl, and we got the old regular old swamp owl, big swamp owl. We've got all kinds of owls here.
What does the swamp owl look like?
He's a great big fellow with wings about 2 feet wide and great big old head and big old eyes, and he's all feathers nearly. He has a small body and a lot of feathers on him.
Is he pretty
They're slow owls. They don't bother your chickens that much. They'll knock them off the roosters and things, but they catch mice and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What's a real small little owl?
A little hoo owl?
It's smaller. It makes a scary noise.
Scrooge owl.
Do y'all have those?
Little bitty ones, uh-huh. Ooh, ooh. Lonesome.
Do you ever hear any superstitions about owls?
Yeah, lots of them.
Like what?
Like I was one time when my uncle was attending to my daddy's little story head. I went up there when I was a little bitty kid and bought me a .22 rifle. He wanted me to stay there that night and shoot some of them old big rats in an old barn that was out there. And I stayed there last night. My aunt kept telling me about, you better not go back home, Mike. You better stay all night. No, I'm going home. And the way I went home, I had a trail that went through it about a mile through the woods, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I got about halfway home, hardly as far. One of these old owls comes to screaming, and I thought it was a panther. She'd talk to me about panthers. And I tell you the truth, one I had to kill myself. I caught it now. I mean, I went through them woods 90 to nothing. And me with a gun. You know, how is it that you remember them things that happened when you was a kid and when you get up old and you can't remember nothing happened a week or two ago?
You remember your childhood pretty clear?
Oh, yeah, right smart. I sure do. I know all the devil mess I ever got into, you know.
What's the kind of black and white animal that's got a strong smell?
Well, we call them skunks, polecats, or something like that.
Is that the same, skunk and polecat?
Skunk and polecat's all the same type of animal.
What's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecks.
Any other name for them?
We got them old redheads, sapsucks, and woodpeckers and things like that. We got four or five different kinds of them. We got one to call a big... The big one that flies around, they call them Indian hens, most of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a bill that long.
About 3 inches?
Yeah. Maybe not 3 inches long, but a good longer. And you can hear one of them hitting a dead limb half a mile away.
What about, do you ever hear them called peckerwood?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you hear that used?
That, when you hear one hit the limb, pop, 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 pop. If you're somebody with you, say, yeah, that peckerwood a hammer? I say, yeah.
Do you ever hear the word peckerwood used about people? Call somebody a peckerwood?
Well, not too much of that. Not too much of that. That's somebody's always a fool with somebody else's business in our life.
It'd be insulting to call somebody that?
I'd rather think so.
What kinds of animals would come and kill chickens?
Ooh, possums, minks, foxes. There's just plenty of them that does that.
What general name would you have for that kind of an animal?
Well, they're just